Gimel Brises. Mila has 13 times in his parasha lashon of bris. Such Rashi, Sorech sheyaktim bris the Torah, kagorin al bris chosh rasanta v'vsareinu, v'yalter ros l'shem ha'atonu, v'yachayim shechen ha'atonu. Torah nitnu b'sholosh brises. Rashi b'sholosh mekoymas nitnu ha'teru l'Yisrael. V'sinai, v'yoyo moyed, v'vahag rizim, v'yar v'smoyed. So here it's a theory. Rashi says four places, and we're saying only three. So the Bach says in Hey, it's a machlekes tanoim, which is the three. Bach says Torah nitnu the Sinai nitzvei tanoi pligi b'hosom lechad tana moitzi hagrizim v'areva l'machnes oyel moed. So Shaila, you gurus either oyel moed or else the hagrizim, but we're not gurus both together. So mainly you have three places. Trashi v'chol echad nichraso bris. All these three places says bris in the Torah. K'tanim masech tasoita. Oror b'chlal v'oror b'frat. V'chein b'yel moed. Shenema eila divri abris. Ashetziva Hashem es Moshe lichres es bnei Yisrael b'yeretz Moshe melamed melvad abris asher koras itom b'chayru olksev u'shmartim es dibri abris. It says three times the word bris by Torah. V'ashen kein by Mila zatrashi Mila nitna b'yud giva brises the parashis Mila she nitna le'avrom avino hein tzuvu. It says there are 13 times in the pasuk in yin abris. Therefore bris comes first. So we have to first say we abris chosh asamte b'sureinu then we have to roscha. I skipped the Rashi. Rashi before said, Rashi says, Sorech, Rashi before said, Sorech sheyizkor bo bris, what's the Indian to mention bris and birchas hamozen? So Rashi says before, birchas oritz, shayidei bris nitli Avram. Because b'schus bris mila, Avram was zoiche with Eretz Yisrael. The Pashas mila, for nesatel chol azarecha achrecha esorot migurecha. As after Avram made a bris mila, then Hashem gave him the brocha to have Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing, Torah, the Trashi Torah, Shaska, but Torah, Shaf, Bishus, HaTorah, via mitzvahs, Yoshua, Soritz. Bishus, of Limit, HaTorah, Kwa Yisrael, got Eretz Yisrael. Shenemar, Laman, Tichyun, Revisem, Mavosem, Yirashtem, Esoritz. Because you'll live and learn Torah there in Eretz Yisrael, you'll be Zerich to Eretz Yisrael. That's why this is the bracha we're giving Shvach, that Hashem gave us Eretz Yisrael, Aloretz, Ve'alamozem. So we have to mention that the two schusim, why we got Eretz Yisrael. Because of Bris and because of Torah. Right. Rav Abba Oimer Sarach Shiyanabo Hoido Tchila Visay. When it comes to Birchas Oritz, you have to say a Hoido at the beginning at the end. It means we start off with Noidelcho. Noidelcho is time to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shvach at the beginning, and then we say V'yala Kel Hashem Akeinu Anachdu Moidim Loch. So we start off when we end off this Baruch Hu with Hoido. Rav Abba Oimer Sarach Shiyanabo Hoido Tchila Visay. Trashi tchilu v'soif, noido Hashem l'keinu, v'yakulam Hashem l'keinu v'anu moidim loch. Those Rashi's gyrsa. His our gyrsa is v'alakur l'Hashem l'keinu v'anachdu moidim loch. That's why we have an arichis in Birchas Oritz, that this Gemara to start off with Haidor, and to end off with the Haidor. V'hapoichis, if you don't want to say so much, lo yifchas miyechad, at least one Haidor you should say. Either say noido l'cho, or else say alakur l'anachdu moidim loch, at least one. V'hapoichis miyechad, but if you don't, the rush means the pshat is, but if you don't even say one of these two, Haidor, Harez de Maguna. It's not a nice venture. So the Mishnah Berurah is Medayek that Harez de Maguna means it's not nice. But Yoyti de Chavosai is considered a venture. Hey, Sabi, if you said, Baruch Hashem, Azon Asakil, we just said, Abris Chosh Hashem Tavisweinu, Beatarosh Hashem Maratonu, Baruch Hashem Alotzi Alamozain, Yoyti Midiraisa. It's the Maguna, it's not nice. Because Metchili is supposed to say the Shvach of the Ador at the beginning at the end. But if you don't say it, it's just Harez de Maguna, but you're still Yoytze. Harez de Maguna. V'chol ha'choysin, whoever ends off, manchil artsois b'birchus oritz, if you say not just Baruch Ato Hashem alotz ve'alamozen, but you add manchil artsois b'birchus oritz, ul Moshiyas Yisrael b'boine Yerushalayim, and in the bracha of Boini Yerushalayim, instead of saying what we like we do, Baruch Ato Hashem Boinei Barachim of Yerushalayim, you say Boinei, you say Umoishias Yisrael, as Baruch Ato Hashem Hamoishias Yisrael Boinei Barachim Yerushalayim, Yedin is Moishias Yisrael is a raise that bur. That's not a good thing. That's a bur. That's not the way he's supposed to bench. V'chol she'ena oime bris v'toyru v'birchus oretz. And if you don't say bris and Torah in the Birchas Oritz, like you said, you don't say via bris chosh rasantiv sreinu, and you don't say via teros chosh maratonu, or else umalchus beizov beboini rishlaim. When it comes to rachim nor, you don't say the words of mealchuscha beizdov meshichecha, is loyotzi dechavosai. These things are likuva. These three things are likuva. You have to say bris and oritz in noidilcho, and you have to say malchus beis david. So the question is if this is midiraisa or not. The chur midiraisa, we had psukim before, you have to have three brachas. You have to say hazon, you have to say al oritz ve'al amozen, and you have to say ben yishlayim. But where does it say you have to mention midiraisa, brischa, and Torah? Who says that? So Boshi Lang is only midirabon and this chiyuv to say, like Rashi says, there's an Indian to mention bris, of bris mila and Torah in the bris chasaret, plus bischus, these two mitzvahs, we run into Eretz Yisrael. But Tzeis Tashit and Dab Chofi, the Gemara we had then cleared, is an Isha l'chuyiv of bris chasamazim midirais or not. That was the Gemara Shaila. Tzeis is there was mazba, what's the tzad to say Isha is not midiraisa? But so he says, because since the Gemara says, you have to say bris and Torah and bris chasamazim, and an Isha is not bechlal a bris mila, and she's not bechlal limit a Torah, therefore it's only midirabonim. So according from Tzeis Tashit, you see this is the right to the chiyiv. That midiraisa, you have to be mechuyiv to say mila and a Torah. And an Isha that doesn't have the chiyuv to say these two things, they're part of midiraisa. That was Tzeis Tashit. And Latay Shita and Echam, when Isha benches, she's not mechuyiv to say, we have bris chashantu v'schreinu, we have rosh chasamanatonu. But the Mishnah brings down for the machrein, and they are not to do it. As man is there, the Isha dav is a regular benching that we do, they do say this. But Tzai's learned this in midiraisa. The Chazanish and the Mishmura talk about, there's a shal in the Achrayim, the one is a lot of Rishonim say that b'dievit, if you ate a meal, you ate a lechem, you mechuyev to make to bench, and instead of benching, you make an alamichya. You say a brach of miyein sholosh. There are a lot of shittas Rishonim say b'dievit you yoytze. That with a brach of miyein sholosh, alamichya, you could be yoytze brichas and mozim midiraisa. But what's the hezbo? Because midiraisa, there's no chiyev to say the b'davka three separate brachas. Midiraisa, you have to be maskir these three in yonim. You have to be maskir hazon, you have to be maskir oritz, and you have to be maskir ben yishlayim. And in the brach of alamichya, we mention all these three things. So, but the ever the shita told you are yaitz and midiraisa with alamichya. That's how they get away with the question. We said really, pasta baba kiss and our cake is a suffix if it's called bread or not. It's really a suffix. Like a lot of shita is, if you eat chocolate cake, it's mamish bread. You should have to make a moitz and you have to bench on it. So we bow to Hashem Shita that say no, it's only like, hey, we go to Kula and we only make a burn in Mizainis, and we only make an alamichya. So the kasha is though, but since it's a suffix and that benching is a chiyuv midiraisa, so midiraisa should be mechuyiv to bench. How could we be saying on a suffix only to make an alamichya on cake? Maybe cake is really bread, and on that side of midiraisa you have to bench. So Rishonim give a teretz that v'di'evid midiraisa you yoytz the benching in alamichya. Therefore monoshach. Even on the side to say cake is really bread, your yaitz are benching with the alamichya. That's what she's to say. So about the sony is sofik, it may us the sofik if it's bread or not. So Rabbanan said, only make an alamichya. Rakopon, the chazoni is just a kasha though, but you're not saying bris and Torah. And alamichya, we don't mention the word about bris, mila. And we don't mention alamichya, word about Torah. So our Gemara says, if you bench without bris and without Torah, you're not yaitz are birchas mazon. And Tzeis Shita, that's even midiraisa. So how would the child to say with an alamichya, the yoytzim midiraisa benching? So Chazonish says, Avada, these Shita are going to learn that our Gemara only means midirabonim. Avada midiraisa yoytzim benching, even if you don't say bris and Torah. It's only yichiv midirabonim to mention, like Rashi says, it's a svarah. That since because of these two mitzvahs, you got to have to swear, the rabbonim said he's supposed to say it. And the rabbonim went so far to say that if he's missed this in benching, you have to bench over again. And that's only the rabbonim that yichiv. But midiraisa, you yaitz even without saying these. Therefore, it's past to say, an alamichya is also yaitz, birchas amozim midiraisa. So these shittas in halacha, our Gemara is only midirabonin, that you have to say bris and Torah, and if you don't say it, the rabbonin said you have to bench over again. Right? So tomorrow, Messiah le the Reb Ilo, the Yomer Reb Ilo, Amar Reb Yaakov Baracha, Mishum Rabbeinu. Whoever doesn't say bris chashasamta and atros chashamaratonu or malchus beizdov avoynu yushalayim is lo yotzi dechavosei. It's a call upon him with the rabbonim. He's not yet to benching. He has to bench over again. So my pligi bo abe Yosef ben dustoyev rabbonim. So my pligi is how do you have to make the last bracha benching? Hatovia meitiv is chad omar hatovia meitiv tzricha malchus. Like we say it, we start our Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. We say Malchus Melech Olam, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu. Like we say it, V'chad Amenu Ein Tzricha Malchus. You don't have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. You just say Baruch Atah Hashem Hakel Avinu. You don't have to say Melech Olam. What's the Machlokes Tolim? Man diyoma tzricha malchus kisava the rabbonim. Like we hold that Bnei Yerushalayim is only with the rabbonim. They're a masakin al haruge beta. They're a masakin to say Bnei Yerushalayim. So Nelo, the first brach is midiraisa. You finish benching by Bnei Rabbi Yerushalayim. Amen. Now you're starting a new bracha. So you have to start off with the baruch, and every bracha needs malchus. So you have to say melech olam. But a man diyoma ena tzricha malchus kisava the raisa. He holds. The fourth bracha, Tzvi Meitiv, is a chelik of benching midiraisa. There are four brachas. So, Mel, this provides a bracha smucha lechaverta, and every bracha smucha lechaverta does have to start off with malchus. Just like the other brachas, we say bracha to Hashem, alor tzvi ala mozen. We don't say lekeinu melech olam, but since alor tzvi ala mozen is somuch to the first bracha, the beginning of benching, well, yeah, we say lekeinu melech olam azon es olam, it's the first melech olam goes for the whole benching. If you hold that Tzvi Meitiv is also midiraisa, it's like part of the first malchus, you don't have to say again malchus. So that's this machlekes. Like we hold that it's a bracha of the rabbonin, it's like a new chiyuv, you have to start off with a new bracha. Halakeinu melech olam. If you hold this, it's just a continuation of brichas amazon, it's a bracha smucha chaverta, you just start off with a baruch without malchus. So Rashi, man di yom tzricha malchus ksobar di rabbonin. Hilkach, la bracha smucha chaverta hi. It's not from the brichas of mozen of benching. It's like a new bracha now. So you have to start off with a new baruch. Oman di yom ein etzrich malchus sava di yiraisehi. Omi brichas oritz. This is part of brichas oritz. To the yom aliel ashenosan lecho ze hatoy biyametiv mamish a poset that this man di yom dashes that way. The heavy law bruch brachas nuchel chaverto. It's called the brachas nuchel chaverto. You don't have to say melech olam. So Rashi, you me, you paseich baba baruch. The whole Rashi's bothered, but the one that says it's midiraisa, so brachas nuchel chaverta doesn't start off with the baruch; it only ends off with the baruch. Just like the other brachas before, neidel lecho. We don't start neidel lecho with the baruch; we only end off with the baruch. Ato Hashem alos tala mozim. Same thing, Bani Rishlayim. We start off with rachim Hashem lakeinu, and we only end off with Bani Rachmo. So if this is part of benching, it should have started off just v'kel avinu makenu adreinu and end off with the baruch. That's Rashi's kasha. Why doesn't it end off with a baruch? So Rashi, Omiyo paseich baba baruch lefi shepschos sehich simosoi shekulei doachasi. Rashi's parrot says this bracha of a kel avinu is really a very short bracha. It only has one inyan of haidor. V'yeino hafsoka. It doesn't have different hafsoka, different inyanim in the bracha. V'doimo lebirchas haperos v'yamitzvus. A birchas haperos v'yamitzvus. You only say one bracha. Bracha to Hashem lekenem alach oylam. We just make one short bracha. So really this bracha that Tevi make it is a short bracha. So therefore we just start and doesn't end off. That's Rashi's trap. Taisus dings and Rashi and Tais says no. But would have been a smuch lechaverta vada the rabbonim would have been a sack in it that it should end off with the bracha. But Taisus shitas einachanami. Taisus yishloim with einachanami. Well, the man the yistle shidi raisa, the one that holds that. There's a different nusach according to that man diyama. It only ends off with a baruch, and a taka doesn't start with a baruch. The chenisa put a sefta behead a sefta like that. A kofar meisah not magaya. Now there's the miyu anan kaimelon shim with the rabbonin. We hold avada toiv yametiv is only with the rabbonin. Lekach tzricha malchus diyama tzricha shtei malchus bam nidei. Therefore, we hold it's like a new bracha starting off something new, and you have to say bracha to Hashem, akeinu melech olam. You have to say malchus because it's a new bracha. Tana Rabbon, mahu choisim bebinyan Yerushalayim. How do we end off the bracha of binyan Yerushalayim? As we say, bnei bracha of Yerushalayim amei. So, Moshe Masutav, now, how do you make this bracha? How do you end it off? Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda Weiner, Moshiach Yisrael. That's what you say. You don't have to say Bnei Bracha Yerushalayim, but just say Moshiach Yisrael, the helper of Klal Yisrael. For at the Gemara, Moshiach Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim loy, l'chura this bracha is called the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. So how can't you say it? Ela'ema at Moshiach Yisrael. First one said you say both. You say bracha to Hashem, HaMoshiach Yisrael, Bnei Bracha Yerushalayim amen. You hold yourself too. Rizmar Rabba, Trashi Bnei Yerushalayim loy, Trashi Bitzmiyah. Im chosam bani Yerushalayim, lav chasimehi, halayika bracha di Yerushalayimi. This is a bracha, we're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu that we got to Yerushalayim. So how can't we say Yerushalayim? Elohim af Moshiach, in Bolachtim, Moshiach Yisrael, Voloichosam, Bene Yerushalayim is also Yotza. Shechuas Yisrael, he been in Yerushalayim. Same thing. You said Moshiach Yisrael, Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. How did he save Klal Yisrael? With Yerushalayim. It's not the same thing. Bar Rabba, Bar Bar Huna, Ikloy Levei Resh Galusa. He went to visit Resh Galusa. Is Posach Bechoda, Vesayim Betarti. He started off with one, and he ended off with both. Trashi Posach Bechoda. Kishisho Bebrocho Layom Arachem Hashem, Al Yisrael Amecho, Vayishlaim Yirecho, Elachas Mehem. He only said one. As we Lamais do the opposite, we say both. We start off Rachim No Hashem Lakenu, Al Yisrael Amecho, so we say Yisrael Amecho, Vayishlaim Yirecho, we say both. He denied that. He only started off with one. Either he said Al Yisrael Amecho, or else Al Yishlaim Yirecho. Posach Bechoda, only with one Shvach, Vesayim Betarti. He ended off with two, Moshiach Yisrael and Bein Abrach Yerushalayim. Omer Rav Chizur, Chizur told that to him, Gavruso Lemechto Betarti, is it so gewalt, it's such a big thing, to end off with two brachis? Shaker, it's no good to end off with two. For Tanya, Rebbe Yoimer, Ein Chais from Mishtayim. When you make a bracha, you're supposed to only mention one Indian in the bracha. Off with two brachas. Rashi, ein chayisim b'shtayim, says Rashi, shedoymim l'yoyse mitzvot chavilus. It's like you're doing the mitzvah over and over again. Ki eichad yom einoymim b'ez kedushas ha-kois echud. You shouldn't make like two times kiddush on the same kois. It's like you're mavazin the mitzvah, you're doing the same mitzvah over and over again. So it's gemar gufa. Rebbe yoymer ein chayisim b'shtayim. You should not end off two in yonim in the same bracha. Eis tzvei levi l'rebi, preg levi akashat rebi. We say, al oras v'alamozen. In the second bracha we say, and really we end up, al oras v'alamozen, churus tu in yonim, we say eretz, and we say mozen. And the Gemara, no, that's not shver. Eretz de mafia mozen. It's the same thing. It's saying the eretz, Yisrael, that brings out the mozen. That's mamish one in you. Preg ta al oras v'alaperis. I will make a bracha achreina on eating the peris and the zayim aminim. We say also al oras v'alaperis, two things. So the Gemara, the same teretz. Eretz the Maska Peris. It means Eretz Yisrael, or the Eretz that brings out the Peris. I by Shab Yontif we say Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yazmanim. So we're saying Yisrael and Zmanim the Yontif. And to the Gemara, no, it's one thing. It's Yisrael Shekachinu Zmanim. It's the Bezin that's Mekadesh the Chodesh, and the man we have the Yontif. So it's one Inyan. Mekadesh Yisrael Rosh Chodeshim, and Rosh Chodesh we say two things. The same thing. Yisrael the Kachinu Rosh Chodeshim. It's the Klai Yisrael, the Bezdin, that's Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, the man will have a Rosh Chodesh. Mekadesh now on Shabbos, though, in Yontif, we say, if Yontif comes out on Shabbos, we say, Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Yisrael v'Yazmanim. And here, look, it's two different in Yonim. It's Rashi, Mekadesh HaShabbos, the Yisrael v'Yazmanim. V'hoch olek l'meimah Yisrael Mekadesh l'Shabbos. Here you can't say it's the Yidin that's Mekadesh l'Shabbos, Uzmanim. V'il Uzmanim, o Yontif, Tluim be'Bezdin. Lekadosh Chodoshim, a yomtiv is totally what day of the month it is. How do you have it? Through Kiddush Achodesh. Al Fihiriya, Al Shabbos Kiddush Vekaimo. Shabbos every seventh day. The Eibush is Mekadosh Shabbos, not us that's Mekadosh it. So it's two different in Yonim, one bracha. We say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Yazmanim, and the Gemara Chutz Mizu. This is the only time that's different. Umayshna, what's different? Why here we say two? Ocha Chodehi, Hosem Tarti. Here still it's considered like one thing. Rashi chutz mizu ma'ishnochi chodhi. Ein kan ela brocha virchas mekadish. It's like one brocha of kedusha. She mevorach laKodesh Baruch Hu. We thank and laKodesh Baruch Hu. She mekadish haShabbos v'Yazmanim. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us such an inyan of kedusha. He's mekadish to us a yomtiv and he's mekadish to us a Shabbos. Avul Moshiach Yisrael ubeni Yerushalayim tarti milanim. Those are two different things. The aim kill them days of on the bracha. It's not nice to mention two different yonim in one bracha. Maishna chodid, awesome tarti. So tomorrow, kol chodah v'chodah biyapei nafshe. Therefore, you have each one is a special Indian by itself. Heis Moshiach Yisrael Hashem said Kla Yisrael, and Bani Yishlaim is another Indian. So you can't mention two in the same bracha. So tomorrow, v'taim amai and chesun b'shtayim. What's the reason why we shouldn't say two in yonim in one bracha? So the Gemara Lufi Shein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus. It's not nice like to make the mitzvahs over and over again. It's like in Mevazah the mitzvah, you're doing the same thing, or piles and piles of the same mitzvah. with the same chetza. Correct. Gemara, my heavy law. What's the maskana? How are we chaisin? How do we end off the bracha? My heavy law. Omer Rav Sheshes Posach v'rachem alam cho Yisrael, like we do. Rachem Hashem lakeinu al Yisrael amecha. You start off at that. Chaisin b'Mashiach Yisrael. That's what he yields. If you start off first with alam cho Yisrael, end off with Mashiach Yisrael. Posach v'rachem al Yushlaim. If you start off just mentioning Yushlaim, then chaisin b'Bani Yushlaim. Hey, there's an Indian, the chsima should be mi'ein apsicha. What you start off with, that's what you should end off with. We, the Maisid, we start off with two things. We start off with Al Yisrael Amecha and with Al Yushlaim Yirecha. But he has whatever one you start off with, that's the one you end off with. You start off with Yisrael Amecha, end off with Mashiach Yisrael. You start off with Yushlaim, end off with Bani Yushlaim. We have Nachman Namano. Afilu Posein Barachim Al Yisrael. Afilu, you start off just talking about Mashiach Yisrael, Rachim Yisrael, Chaisim Bani Yushlaim. You have to end off this bracha like we do with Bani Yushlaim. Yishum Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Bani Yushlaim Hashem Nitzchei Yisrael Yechanis. Amos say Bani Yushlaim, it's when does the Kodesh Baruch Hu build up Yushlaim, Bani Yushlaim Hashem, Bizman Shenitzchei Yisrael Yechanis. When the Biyah Moshe Mashiach, when the Biyah Knesset of Christ all together. Rashi, Posach V'alam Chu Yisrael, Divinin Chatzimo Miyem Sikha. You always have to end off with the main what you started from. Rav Nachman says no. Bani Yushlaim Tshuat Yisraeli. It's even though you start out with only about Yushalayim, with Yeshua Yisrael, you start off saying Al Yisrael Amecha, still you can end off with Bani Yushalayim. Why is the end part of the Tchila? The Chsiv, Bani Yushalayim Hashem, the Yod Nitzchei Yisrael Chanis. It's by the Binyan Yushalayim, that would be the skula that will be Christ altogether. So if you start off saying Al Yisrael Amecha, you can end off with Binyan Yushalayim, it's a Hainu Hach. It's Binyan Yushalayim and Yisrael Amecha the same thing. Omalei Reb Zeiro le Reb Chizda. Nisni Mar, let the Mar sit down. V'nisni, a teacher, Silchus Birchus Amozin, teach us. Omalei, he answered back. Birchus Mazana le Gemirna. I myself don't know how to bench. O Tanuya Masina, I should teach you how to bench. Omalei, my high, what happened? What do you mean you don't know Silchus Birchus Amozin? What happened to you? Omalei, the Ikloy le Vei Resh Galusa. You know, I went to visit Resh Galusa. O Briche Birchus Mazana. Did the Mechabed meet a bench? I said the benching for everybody. In the middle of my benching, the zokve rasheshes lekiua yolai kechaviri. When I was benching rasheshes, like jumped up in astonishment and turned his head to me like a snake, as he got angry with me. If I said he made some mistake in the middle of benching, the rasheshes jumped up. Look at him! What are you doing? That's not benching. The yamai. What happened? How come rasheshes got angry with you? The loyamri, because I didn't say loy bris for loy teru lamachus. I didn't say all these things in benching. So Pshita, Sheshi got angry at him. He left the Yonav Yoichi, they benching. For the Mar of Yamai Le'amarta, how come you didn't say attack? There's a good cash on you. We learned before, you folks say Bris and Torah. Zok the Kirav Chanan Yalom Arav. He holds like a Chanan Yalom Arav. Yom Rav Chanan Yalom Arav. Lo Yom HaBris V'Torah. Marcus Yotza. He holds, even though you don't say these three things, still Yotza. Bris, why? Lefi Sheinu B'Noshim. Svaru, since Noshim don't have Bris Milo, Stat Mistar V'Sikub V'Birchas Amotim. It's possible to know that Noshim are Mechuy Midiraisa to bench. So it's not Mistavra Midiraisa or Likuva, you have to mention Mila. Torah or Malchus Lefi Sheinim Loi B'Noshim Loi B'Avodim. And also, since Noshim and Avodim have to bench, it's not Mistavra, you have to mention it. Fret the Tanoim back to him. The Yat Shaftis Kolhani Tanoi Vemroi Vyavdis Karav, Vestach Adu Kashan you. And the Sheshis was right, why is it angry with you? What's up if you didn't like Rav? And why do you forget about all the Amroim we had before? We hold bris and ter is likuva and punk yechapt on the yochid like rav. It's like a kash on you. And aloch it's like that. That about if you don't say bris chash something b'schreinu and teros shamatano, you have to bench over again. Omer Rabba Baba Chonam Rabbi Yechinen Hatoyi v'yanetiv tzricha malchus. Like we said, you have to start off saying brachas Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. You have to say malchus. For the Gemara Ma'ita Mashmalon that what kol brachas shein b'malchus lo shema bracha. Without saying Melech Olam, it's not called a bracha. So the Imam Rabbi Yechon Chod is Zimner. Rabbi Yechon said already once. Om Rab Zera. So Enfer Rab Zera here is saying a chiddush. Loime shetzricha shtei malchus. You have to say two times the word malchus in this bracha. Like we do, we say Hakel Lavinu Malkenu. Even though we said Lakenu Melech Olam, we again say Malkenu. We'll soon see. We say it three times. At the end, we also say. Okay. We say really three times Hamelech. You start off Melech Olam, then we say Okelo Vino Malkeinu, and then we say Hamelech Hatoy. But so far he's saying you have to say it two times. Why? Chodo Dido, one for it itself, but this bracha needs Malchus. For Chodo the Bani Yishlayim, and one for Bani Yishlayim. Has the bracha before Vin Yishlayim, since it's a bracha Smuchel Chaverta, doesn't need a Melech Olam. So we say, Uvnei Yishlayim, Borchato Hashem, Boini Brachma, we don't say Melech Olam. And Medina does need a Melech, because it's Smuchel Chaverta. But since there's no Malchus in Rachim, no Hashem Lakeinu, therefore you say two times Malchus in a Tavya Metis. If that's the Svara, now you're making up all the brachas that are Mr. Malchus, you should have to have it three times. Chodah the day, once for Hatzavia Meitiv, but Chodah the Bani Yishlaim, it doesn't have Melech Olam, but Chodah the Birchus Horetz. He's Noida Lechor. We just said no, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alos Fela Mozen. We don't say Melech Olam in Horetz. Why? Because it's Smuch Lechaverta. See, if for some reason you want to make up now for all the brachas of Smuch Lechaverta that doesn't have Melech Olam, make up for the three brachas. And if the Gemara has a Svara like this, Ella, Birchas Haaretz, my time aloy, why don't we say Melech Olam? Mishum Nebilo, Brucha, Brucha, Smucha Chaverta. That's the cloud. It's a Brucha, Samech to the first Brucha benching, which there we said, Brucha to Hashem Lekeinu, Melech Olam, Azonia to Olam. And since we start off with Melech Olam, it applies for all the Bruchas. So, Bizoy, Ben Yushlaim, Namiloy Tiboy, Nebilo, Brucha, Smucha Chaverta. You shouldn't have to have any reason. It's also Brucha, Smucha Chaverta. And if the Gemara, you're right. Who are the end of Philo Ben Yushlaim, Namiloy Boy? Really, Ben Yerushalayim does need Melech Olam, like we say, Bracha to Hashem, Ben Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim Amen, that's enough. Elo, the reason why we make up another Malchus in Atavia Meitiv, I did the Yama Malchus Beis David, since in the middle of Rachin, we have to mention Malchus Beis David, is Lavurcha Aryad Lo Yama Malchus Shemayim. It's not nice not to mention Malchus Shemayim also. So to put it in the Bracha, Ben Yerushalayim, we can't do it, because it's a Bracha Smuch L'Chaverto. Therefore, we're Moisev in Atavia Meitiv. We have Papa who Amalochi come. Papa says a bigger chiddush. Tzricha shtei malchias levarim didei, like we do. And Atavia Meitiv, you have to say three times Melech. We say Melech Olam, Hakel Avinu Makenu, and now Melech Atoy. We say three times. Why three times? One for itself, and two for the other two brachas. Shemav levarim didei. So Tzay says the Hezbriz that he holds that you have to make up for Bernie Yishlayim for the Gemara Svara. Because Ben Yerushalayim, you mentioned Malchus Beis David, so it's not nice not to mention Malchus Hashem. Now, once we made up for Ben Yerushalayim, it's not nice to leave out the Birchus Oretz without a Melech. So Melech, for cover of the Brachus Oretz, we also say Melech already. That's why he tells you to say three Brachus. That's why he says, Lei Meshecha Breis Brachus Bam Nidei, Chad the Ben Yerushalayim, Tlavurcha Ayah to mention Malchus Beis David without this. The Gambo and Yechodim Leime, in it itself you can't say it, to Hosmucha, he is Smucha. He also ready sticking another Malchus for Birchus Oretz. Apple Pishas Mukla Kaberto. Hoyo Lanitkuno, the Zeachazed, Yeshua, Stout, the Zeachazed, about it, Bani Yishlayim has it, we put it ready for Oretz also. That's what we do, we say three Malchus in Hatev Yemetit. Right. Yosef Rab Zeira Achure the Rab Gidul. The Yosef Rab Gidul Kaim the Rab Huna. The Yosef the Koma, Toer v'Loyiska Shabbos. He was benching on Shabbos, and if he got to say what say, is Oimer he has a new bracha that he could say, and Alacha this is providing will soon see. You didn't start the brachas of Atavia Meitiv. If you already started Bracha Hashem Makenu Melech Olam Hakel Avinu Makenu, then you left out with say the Alacha you have to start over benching. But if you already said Bnei Rachel Yishlaim Amen, and you forgot to say what say, you're allowed to right here stick in this bracha. Toer v'Loyiska Shabbos Omar he said. Baruch Shenosin Shabbos Lamnuchal Yamo Yisrael Yavo Loyois Labris Baruch Mekadosh Shabbos Omule Man Omru, who said over this halacha? Rav Hoda Yosef Akoma. Then he sat down and said another halacha. Tov Lehiska Shal Yomtiv. In Yomtiv, he's got in benching to mention Yalav Yavoi. Is Oime you have a right to say, but again, if you said Bein Rach Yishlaim Omein, you've got to say Yalav Yavoi, you can stick in this bracha, or Baruch Shenosin Yom Tov Lehiska Yisrael Lesimcha Lutikorin. Baruch Mekadosh Yisrov Yazman. Omalei Manom, who stood over this Kiddush? Rav stood over this Kiddush. Hode Yosef sat down a third time a comma. Toivli Hiska Shom Rosh Chodesh. And Rosh Chodesh, if you got to say Yalav Yovi in benching, is also, if you said Bein Rach Yishlaim Amen, you could say Baruch Shenosin Rosh Chodesh Lama Yisrov Lizikor. Now, v'lo yadana, here he wasn't sure, he yom abo simchi loy, he had to put in the word simcha for Shchodesh also, or not, v'lo yom abo simcha, he chosim bo, ilo chosim bo, so you have to end off with a Baruch Ato Hashem or not, and if he did, he'd be rabbi. He didn't know if he himself said it, or he heard all this from his Rebbe, about Rosh Chodesh. So the Mar Bar Min Yumei Hevi Koyi Kaim with Rav Nachman. He was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. Toya Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake in benching Vaisers on Shabbos. He left out with